I feel sympathy like the deserving character is. There it is. 03-13-2023 dictation is for Blang Grangu. Grangu spells G-R-A-N-G-U-E. Blang spells B-L-E-N-G. Date of birth is 03-04-2011. This is a 15-year-old accompanied by mom here with pain and pressure in the sinus region. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 12 days or so, but has gotten worse in the last week. He described pain as pressure-like, worse with leaning forward, rated pain, approximately 6/10. It's non-radiating and is confined to his maxillary and frontal sinuses, period. Next paragraph, patient reports nasal congestion and discharge. Described discharge as green. Next paragraph, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Next paragraph, denies throat pain, denies painful swallowing. Next paragraph, and nurses cough. Next paragraph, denies chest pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Next paragraph, review of systems. Correction. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 99% at room air, blood pressure 116/58, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 97.6, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat, erythematous and edematous tonsils, pharynx and uvula. Uvula is midline and mobile, no exudates. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rhythm, with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Correction. Regular rhythm, with harsh systolic murmur, parentheses. Patient has history of tetralgia follows. He status post several surgeries as an infant, close parentheses. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper lower extremities, no discomfort of range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood not affecting normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute tonsillitis, number 2, acute pharyngitis, number 3, acute sinusitis, number 4, acute rhinitis, period. In the clinic today, we did the following tests, strep, group A and B. This test was negative. Next line, correction, influenza, group A and B. This test was negative. Next line, strep test was also done. That test was negative, period. Next paragraph. Patients were discharged with the following medications: Zithromax, 250 milligrams, 2 p.o. now, and 1 p.o. daily until gone. Number 6. Next medication, Tylenol, 325 milligrams, 1 p.o. TID, PRN for pain, period. Patient is being treated with antibodies because of his risk factor. He has tetralgia follows and the infection can have significant outcome in this young patient, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Mom was advised to come back to the clinic if child is worse, or take him to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.